AP News for this Sunday, March 19th. I'm Jackie Quinn. The president of Switzerland is announcing a giant banking acquisition. UBS will take over its troubled rival, Credit Suisse. The move is designed to prevent a catastrophic collapse in the global banking industry. On NBC's Meet the Press, Senator Elizabeth Warren says U.S. banking regulators, the Fed chairman, and Congress need to do more to stabilize the financial industry.
We've got to have tough regulators. That means, and I'm going to say it again, we've got to have an independent investigation. Powell needs to turn around the regulations that are in place right now. Congress needs to step up.
The Manhattan District Attorney's reassuring his staff they'll be protected if there are protests this coming week in New York City. Donald Trump told his supporters to rally in his defense if he's charged in connection with hush money payments. His former Vice President Mike Pence is defending Trump.
Manhattan DA thinks that indicting President Trump is his top priority, I think, just tells you everything you need to know about the radical left in this country. It just feels like a politically charged prosecution.
Pence, who's exploring a presidential bid of his own, spoke on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos. Bold moves by Russia's President Vladimir Putin as he visited the defeated city of Mariupol in Ukraine one day after touring Crimea, our Charles de Ledesma reports.
Putin arrived by helicopter, Russian reports say, drove himself around the city's memorial sites. In the Nevsky district, he met local residents.
Friday, Putin was named a war criminal. And the Western world is watching a Monday meeting in Moscow with China's President Xi Jinping. A UN report on climate change has just been approved. This is AP News. The tributes continue for actor Lance Reddick.
I'm Archie Zaraletta with an entertainment update. Actor Lance Reddick, who had roles in the TV series The Wire and in the John Wick movies, has died at the age of 60. His publicist says Reddick died suddenly on Friday, but gave no details. Reddick said in a 2012 AP interview he was proud of his work on The Wire.
When you step back and when you actually look at it, you think, wow, I'm in that group.
The mess with Ticketmaster and Taylor Swift tickets last year? Swift kicked off her Eras tour Friday in Glendale, Arizona, ending with the song Karma. She told the crowd of more than 70,000 she realized it took considerable effort for them to be there. That is the song Tag You It by late rapper Coolio. It's the first single from an album called Long Live Coolio that his estate will release later this year. Coolio was working on new music when he died of cardiac arrest in September. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
And I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.